9754 Robert E. and Catherine J. Davis, east of Road 350, north of Pinewood Road, being Lot 67 within Denton Woods Development, seeking a variance from side yard and rear yard setback requirements. Correct?
Okay. Robert E. Davis, 116 Gaymore Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, co-owner of Lot 67 Denton Woods.
You swear the testimony about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do. Some photos.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti and represented Mr. or Mrs. Davis when they purchased the property back in October of this past year. And in checking the property records, I discovered that the Davises were the third owner of this property, but I couldn't discover any variances that were granted for the placement of the home on the property or the deck or the shed that were the building permits. And the records I looked at, the property records showed that approximately 22 years ago, the home was placed on the property. And Mr. Davis took some pictures yesterday to show you the location of the home. And when we found out, I went back to the previous surveyor as well, a simpler survey, and asked him to send me a copy of the survey, which they were kind enough to do. And when the Fogelmans, who purchased the property in 1995, it showed exactly the same location. So it's pretty clear it's been existing for that time period. What we discovered was that the home was placed approximately at 1.6 inches too close to the property line. It was 9.5 tenths. And another point, it was 9.2 tenths from the property line. It doesn't create any problems for the neighbors. You can see from the pictures, given the trees, which this time of year you're going to see the trees are don't have any leaves on them, but that shows that. There's also, we call it a deck, which is his steps coming out. You'll see that in the one picture. And we need a variance there because it's located, the survey shows the 3 feet 4 tenths and 3 feet 3 tenths. We need a variance of 1.7 tenths on that same side yard. The shed in the back, you'll see in the shed where it's located, if you look at the picture, you'll see other sheds almost in that same location, but our shed is located at one point, an angle of 6 tenths of a foot too close to the property. So we're really seeking three variances for these items which have been there for I calculate, based on the property records, approximately 22 years. And it appears there were no variances granted in the past two transactions. I don't know if you have any questions of Mr. Davis. He did talk to the Homeowners Association. There, we had some communication. I wrote them a letter explaining the variance as well. I wrote a letter to the president of the association. And Mr. Davis also talked to the president and the secretary as well.
The secretary, Bill Cole, and they indicated they had no objections to the variances.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hutz? Mr. Mills? Okay. There being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter from the Lot 68 that's next door. I would like the new owners of Lot 67 to move their shed over so that it is 10 feet away from my property line. And that's Pauline Phillips, Lot 68, Denton Woods.
Thank you. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Completely irrelevant since it only has to be 5.
So, yes.
Disregard them. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9754. I don't believe it's created by the applicant. It's a minimal variance to afford relief and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Second. Okay, a motion by Mr. Hutson, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9754. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.